At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Trojan Nation, today is Wednesday, December 4th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving break and enjoyed some good food and time with family and friends, but now it's time to get back to work. So before I share some events coming up later this week for our winter sports, I wanted to highlight some student-athlete success from this past fall season. The Mid-Penn Conference released its list of all-star selections for fall sports a couple weeks ago, and we were fortunate to have 23 selections, which is quite an accomplishment. So congrats to the following individuals. So first up, girls soccer. Ashley Baldwell was named to the first team, and to the second team was Katarina Beatrice, Lane Kimple, and Brooke Huntsman. On the boys' side of the soccer field, we had Aaron Maynard and Tanner Luther named to the first team, and then Mikey Williams and Jose Morales named to the second team. In girls' volleyball, Rachel Myers and Marley Wrights were named to the second team. And in football, we had several first and second team offensive and defensive all-stars. So first, Terrell Williams was named to the first team defense as a linebacker, and he was also named to the first team offense as a tight end. Quarterback Brady Stumbaugh was named to the first team offense. Keyshawn Jones was named to the first team offense for running back, and Tyler Luther was named to the first team offense as a place kicker. On the second team on defense, Wyatt Hull was named as a down lineman. And then on the second team offensive side of the ball, Brock Harmon was named for an interior lineman, and Tyler Luther made it as a punter. And then for golf, we had four All-Stars, Tegan Humblesine, Owen Reicheldorfer, Megan Brandt, and Heather Sandbauer. And then to round out our fall sports with our Mid-Penn Conference All-Stars, we had Kenzie Boyd named to the field hockey All-Star team on the second team as a midfield. And once again, all those All-Stars were named to the Mid-Penn Conference Commonwealth Division All-Star list, with the exception of golf, which is the Colonial Division. So it's a great accomplishment. Again, like I said, we had 23 All-Star selections, which I would say probably ranks up there with some of the best in the Mid-Penn Conference in the Commonwealth Division, and certainly the best here in Franklin County. So once again, congratulations to all of our Mid-Penn Conference All-Stars. And thank you for representing the Mid-Penn Conference and Chambersburg so well this past fall season. All right, so if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. So we're not quite fully into the winter season yet with the events going on. We actually start a bunch of that here this coming weekend, so I don't have any scores or updates to report for you for this past week. But what I want to do for the rest of this show, with the little bit of time we have here, is just tell you the events coming up this weekend and early next week. And then next week is when we will really start recapping what has been going on and then looking ahead to the following week. So a couple big things. We obviously still need to do our girls and boys swimming sports season previews. That will occur next week on December 11th here on the Trojan Sports Report. So we will have Coach Donnie Miller and Chad White in studio to preview their upcoming season. Again, that is next Wednesday, December 11th here on the Trojan Sports Report. But some events coming up this weekend as all of our teams really start their season this Friday. So on Friday, December 6th, the varsity girls basketball team travels to James Buchanan for the Franklin County tip-off tournament. They will take on Greencastle Antrim at 4 p.m. And then varsity boys basketball also travels to James Buchanan that same day to take on Greencastle in the first round of the Franklin County tip-off tournament. Their game is right after the girls' game at approximately 5:30 p.m. So head on over to James Buchanan this Friday, again at 4 and 5:30 p.m. to get a sneak peek at what our girls and boys basketball seasons will be like. Then on Saturday, December 7th, Again, varsity boys and girls basketball. They'll be back at the Franklin County Tip-Off Tournament playing either the winner of Waynesboro or James Buchanan, again, at James Buchanan High School. And so we'll announce those game times and opponents on our website and on social media once we know how our teams fared on the 6th and how their opponents fared on the 6th as well. But also on the 7th, if you want to attend something here at home, the varsity wrestling team is hosting their Chambersburg Duels Tournament. This is the second year of hosting this tournament, and it will start at 11 a.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. We'll have four mats down with eight total teams, and there's going to be some great matchups there, as Coach Mencher talked about when we interviewed him a couple weeks ago. And then also on Saturday, December 7th, junior high wrestling travels to Sealands Grove for an 8 a.m. tournament. Then looking ahead to next week, on Monday, December 9th, we only have one event with freshman boys basketball traveling to Trinity for a 4 p.m. game. And then on Tuesday, December 10th, varsity and junior high wrestling start their just dual match season as they travel to Waynesboro, with junior high beginning at 5:30 and varsity at 7. Freshman girls basketball travels to Mechanicsburg Junior High School for a 4 p.m. game. And then varsity and JV boys and girls basketball start their Commonwealth schedule on December 10th as well, as the boys basketball team hosts Mifflin County at 6 and 7:30 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. And the varsity and JV girls basketball team travel to Mifflin County to take on the Huskies also at 6 and 7:30 p.m. Up there at Mifflin County. So again, that's our schedule for this coming weekend and early next week. Again, we'll post those scores and highlights from each one of those events on our Twitter account, on our Instagram account. So stay tuned for those if you can't make it to any of those events. But again, like I said, that's a pretty short show for today because we're not fully into the winter season yet, but I'm excited to start sharing a lot of that stuff with you guys next week. So as I mentioned, for more athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics, or follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics, and then also check out our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So I want to thank you guys for listening in today. We will be back next Wednesday, December 11th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.